I feel they've been enough preaching to save the world if they would take heed to it. But since it's failed my lot, I hope just for a minute of time, and your brother can get you a song, and trust in the Lord, and just wonder sometime what God has in store for me and for the people. Brother, for I'm just an instrument of God. I'm just a mouthpiece, and he said, freely you receive, and freely you give away. If God will come today and bless me with a word or two, I pray, as brother, the foregone brother here today, brethren told me, that, listen today, that it's better to speak five words in the Spirit and 10,000 in an unknown tongue. So I would rather be blessed to speak in the Spirit today and be able to speak just a few words, Brother Keith, as a stand and bring forth a multitude of words. But I know today, I don't know the hearts of no man, but God is the heart searcher and the rein trier. And he searches the deep things, yea, even the hidden things of the heart. And God knows what you need. And he said, I cause the rain and the snow to come down. I give a seed to the sower, and I give bread unto the eater. But he said, so is my word that goeth out of my mouth, and shall not return unto me a void. But I had accomplished in that which the Lord God pleased to send it. I hope today that he'll send it into your heart, that you can feel what I felt here today. Listen today, that God be lifted up, brethren, and not man today. I live through any glory to be given. I give it unto the Lord, who is worthy to receive glory and honor and thanksgiving. As I sit there on my seat, I thought of the scripture, brethren, the day they talked and preached about God and his great kingdom. And I thought of the scripture, Brother King. He said, a garden enclosed is my sister and my spouse. A spring shut up and a fountain sealed. Was she under the law, brethren? Jesus, was he there under the law? Brethren, did not the Bible said they eat of that rock, they drink of that rock. Brethren, listen today, he was the rock in a weary land. He is the rock that was hewn out of the mountain and filled the whole earth. And brethren, today, and I can hear the Lord saying, let's go down into the garden. Brethren, to see, listen at the pomegranate's bud. Come, O thou north wind, and blow thou south upon my garden, that the sweet spices will come out. What a smell it is today, and a taste it is to find the Lord, brethren. Yes, sir, the day Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Take my yoke upon ye and learn of me, for my yoke is easy today. My burden is light, and ye shall find rest unto your soul today. In the world, he said, you shall have trials and tribulation. And he said, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. I listen today, and I want you to know that I've overcome the world. The Bible says like then, brother, oh, follow the Him that overcome. Will I make a pillar in the temple of my God? I'll write upon Him my new name. Listen, I'll give unto Him a little white stone, and in that stone a new name which no man knows, save and He that receives it. Brother, I was the one that went down upon my knees before Him, brother. I went down and the banner over me was love. Bless that love today. He is the lovely being that came from heaven, brother, into this low ground of sorrow. He left the singing of the angel and the glory of the heavens above to come in unto this cruel world and take upon Him a body like and unto ours. Sin was accepted, brother, this man today. John, I come out of the wilderness, said I come to bear witness of the true light, which shall lighten every man that cometh into the world. John, then what are you, John? I'm just the voice of one crying in the wilderness. I come out of the wilderness, brother, in this marvelous light. I'm not working in the wilderness no more. I'm not living in the wilderness of sin, brother. I've been delivered out of the wilderness of sin. I've been made alive in the Lord Jesus Christ. By being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. I love that word this morning. I love Him more than I love my life. All the peace and the joys of life I cannot compare unto Him. Leonard, I didn't tell you then as we rode that bone up through that valley in the beautiful sight of God and man. I thought to myself, how beautiful this is here. But God, there's a place in here that cannot feel the joy that I seek for. All the pleasures of life, I cannot feel that empty void that you have in your heart. You must have the Spirit of God. You must be born again. You must be born of the Spirit. That Spirit, brother, makes alive today. Do you have Him in your heart? Do you know Him this morning? To know God is eternal life, Brother David. Then the life is only in the Lord this morning. It's not in the world. He said, the abundant things that you have in this life, brother, it's not to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. And though, brother, that's been born again, we have a new life, brother. I've got a promise this morning of a new body that won't wear out, brother. I won't have to worry about my voice getting a wing, brother David. I won't have to worry and hearing the cries of my brother crying in pain, brother, no more. I won't have to go down to the funeral home and walk by the casket. No, brother, I'm going to a land where there'll be no more pain and sorrow. I'm going where the Lamb of God is, brother. He is the Lamb of God, the Holy Being. Even John said when he was a baptized, behold the Lamb of God that take away the sin of the world. Oh, brother, brethren. Jesus, come to him, John. I need to be baptized. Listen, old John, cried, no, no, Lord, I'm not worthy. No, I need to be baptized of thee. But listen, John, you're going to have to suffer it, John, for it behooves us to fulfill our righteousness. Listen, it's a righteous act to be baptized, brethren, in the literal water. Oh, brethren, and John suffered it to be so, and he let him down into the water. 4 moles back into the water, typifying the death, burial, and the resurrection. As he come up out of the water, brother, and listen, the Bible told John, whom you see, the spirit, the shape of a dove, lighting upon him, he is the one. When he rose him up, there was a dove, there was a spirit in the body shape of a dove, and landing upon him. And here, brethren, was the witness. He said, I am one, and my Father in heaven bear witness of me. And the voice of God spoke. No, I do, brother. When he speaks, eternity is filled with his voice. I listen, and he cried, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. I hope, God, today that he's pleased with me, brother. Don't you want the Lord to be pleased with you? Don't you want your heart to be filled today and know that you're accepted with him and everything's all right? If the death angel flies tonight, oh God, come welcome down. Oh God, let go with you. Farewell, pain world. I'm going home, brother. I'm going to a city someday. Listen today. Where the light of God is, brother. He is the light of the city. I'm not going to need the light of the sun or of the moon, for God and the Lamb is the light thereof. And you can go, friend, by the nine yourself, picking up the cross and following Jesus. Do you want to go? It's a free salvation today. Come one and come all. Whosoever will. Get your song, brother. Whosoever will. Come and take of the water of life free and live. There's life in it, Brent. If he that knoweth the Lamb, brethren, hath eternal life already abiding within him. Not going to have, Brother David, already have eternal life. And that life is in his Son, whom he sent into the world to be the propitiation for our sin, brethren. I declare today he is the atonement for our sin, brethren. It was not by the blood of bulls and goats, but by the precious blood of Jesus Christ is our atoning sin that we had, brother, had to be covered and atoned by a sacrifice, not of man, not of the world, but of God, brethren, that sent down from on high. That is the one. And he died, let me clarify this, brethren, he died for the sin of the whole world. He didn't die just for a few. He didn't die just for a few. He died for the sin of the whole world, that whosoever will can come and live if they want to. It's up to you, friend. The remedy is there. The way is made. The foundation has been laid. And no other foundation can no man lay save that which is already laid. Jesus Christ, brethren, being the chief cornerstone, the stone that the builders rejected, he's the one that became the chief cornerstone, brother. He's a rock in a weary land. He said, in that day shall a man rise with healing in his wings. Do you got any of that healing today, Brother Greg? I believe you do, brother. Why have you said, my spirit will bear witness with your spirit that you are the children of God? You know it by the spirit, brother. Or when I get home in the body, I've got a battle to fight. But when I'm in the spirit, I know all things well because my God is saying, I am here. And I can feel him in his spirit bearing witness with my spirit. We must sing, brother. While these brethren saying that there's one here feels that God saved you. You have a command. Go home and do as Jesus done. Be buried in a liquid grave. Or else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead if the dead rise not? Why then were you baptized for the dead? We believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Ah.